Hey, folks. I'm Philip Morgan, and this is the Consulting Pipeline Podcast, where we talk about building your consulting pipeline through positioning, education-based content marketing, and marketing automation. In my coaching and consulting work, I've encountered several situations where a client sees the benefit of building a list, but feels quite nervous about putting themselves out there by actually writing content for the list. I have an idea that I think will help, but first, the problem. Think about it. It's actually quite personal to create a bunch of content for a list. You're putting your expertise and your opinions out there for the world to criticize. I've been doing this myself for a while now, and I'll level with you. People will criticize you. They will unsubscribe, which feels like rejection. They'll react in harsh, negative ways to a simple sales message, which makes you feel like a jerk for trying to offer more value to your list. And they'll ignore you, which feels like, well, like being ignored. All these are reasons you might use to talk yourself out of starting an email list. However, every successful consultant I've ever talked to says the same thing. I wish I had started building my list sooner. The reasons why a list is so important are simple. A list helps you build trust with potential clients. A list helps you scale your trust building beyond just a few people. And a list can be a part of positioning yourself as an expert in your niche. So, what do you do if you want the benefits of having a list, but don't feel confident about writing your own content for a list? Well, here's a very simple idea that is becoming more and more popular by the minute. I'll explain the idea in a moment, but first I want you to know why I'm quite sure that this is going to be a hit. As you probably already know, content is king on the internet. Both for work and pleasure, people head online when they want to find useful, interesting, and funny content. The overwhelming volume of content online and the increasing skill with which marketers promote that content creates a new problem: information overload. I don't need to explain information overload to you because unless you live in a cave somewhere, you already understand it. You live with it every day. A very relevant solution to information overload is content curation. Curators are those who have the willingness and ability to look at a lot of content, filter out the junk, which is going to be most of it, and present the world with the best of what remains. Curators, if they're good at what they do, solve the information overload problem. They do something else, too. They build an audience that trusts them. I hope by this point you're seeing how content curation is a potential solution to the I want a list but don't want to write problem. Imagine that you run a development shop that has just decided to position the business as specialists in something like educational tech software. You're excited about this new focus on a growing, lucrative ecosystem of clients, but because this focus is new to you and you don't have a long list of case studies to draw from, you feel nervous about writing original content and trying to build a list around that. Here's the question to ask yourself. If you ran the best niche newsletter on educational tech, what would that do for your business pipeline? I think if you play your cards right, it would do a lot of good things for your pipeline. What would publishing a very good EdTech newsletter do for the trust that those list members feel toward your business, the sponsor and creator of this newsletter? Well, if you consistently curate great, useful content, I think it would definitely increase the trust of your audience. So why would all this be good for your pipeline? Trust me, it won't change things overnight. It's not going to start flooding your inbox with leads tomorrow. But it will begin to position you as a leader in your niche, position you as someone with a strong subject matter expertise, and if you happen to read a lot anyway, it'll leverage the time you're spending in a way that begins to help your marketing. If this idea sounds interesting to you, check out the show notes for this little audio essay episode. I've put together a long and useful list of resources to help you learn more and get started quickly on creating your own curated content newsletter. That's it for this episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast. You can find more episodes at consultingpipelinepodcast.com. I'm Philip Morgan, and I hope to see you again next time.